I don't know which one of them said it, you know. I was reaching for the artificial sweetener at the time and was not looking directly into the bowl. But I told them, I said, well, you can all just sit right there in the milk. Far as I'm concerned, you can sit in the milk until I find out which one of you said that. Little mass punishment for my breakfast food. The idea is to turn them against one another. Just sit in the milk. Of course, don't be me. Big punishment. That's what they do anyway. That's their job. Sitting in the milk. You've seen those Rice Krispies floating along. Little beige blisters of air. Riding proudly in the milk. But you can't sink them. They ought to use them in life jackets. That's where they need them. You can't sink Rice Krispies. They float for a long, long time. Rice Krispies would float for a week if you leave the dishes out. I do.
Good evening and welcome to The Loft. Thank you for joining us today and this evening. We have a lot of great tunes for you coming up. Looking forward to checking those out and looking forward to the query at the half hour mark. We seem to be having a problem with Spinatron tonight, which is the playlist logger. So if you go to WMFO.org, you probably won't be able to see that tonight, but I'm going to see if I can try and figure that out as the as the show goes on. But for now, as always, we start the show with the Jan Hammer Group and Don't You Know. Thank you for listening to 91.5 WMFO Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. This is The Loft and Frank Y on the mic. We have the Jan Hammer Group playing Don't You Know. We have a great show here for you tonight. We have a lot of tunes featuring new band. Well, not a new band that I found, but a good one that I happened to come in touch with over the past few days. They're called Jungle. Great group. We're going to have a couple songs from them tonight. But overall, we have a lot of great soul, jazz, just a mix of some really good stuff. So we're going to continue now with a great song from Catalyst. This is off of the album The Funkiest Band You Never Heard. And I do agree that it's that's quite true. It's pretty funky. This is from 1972. It's called Ain't It the Truth. Thank you. So, you just heard Hickey Burr by Quincy Jones. Before that, we had Janko Nilovic playing Soul Impressions, and Roy Porter, the Sound Machine, played Funny Twitch before that. Starting off the show, we had the Jan Hammer Group, and after that, we had Ain't It the Truth by Catalyst. So, Spintron is currently still down. This is not a station issue. I just want to let you know that. It is not an us thing. It is a them thing. Spinitron is dropping the ball majorly right now. Down on all browsers. So the playlist will not be up. I'll try to get that up tomorrow or whenever Spinitron fixes their issues. But until then, you know, we still have great music for you. So it shouldn't change the vibe at all. Next up, we have one by Jimmy Ponder. This is entitled Love Me Right. We'll be right back.
king sitting there so sad. Don't need to worry about tomorrow, and yesterday is gone. So raise the chin up, girl, and we will work our problems out one by one.
Hold me tight, don't let go. Turn me loose, never no, no, no. We'll stand our problems all in a row. Watch them fall like dominoes.
One day we'll laugh and sing and say that everything's alright. So let's not worry about tomorrow while we got each other here tonight.
Hold me tight, don't let go. Turn me loose, never no, no, no. We'll stand our problems all in a row. Watch them fall like dominoes.
Just heard was Fallen Like Dominoes by Donald Byrd. I think it's about that time for the Dull Query. And the music is in. Very good. Alrighty, so question for today, Dylan, is test the mic real quick, just so we. Oh, yeah, it's on. That's on. That's okay. On. Good stuff. Alrighty, so, question for today is, would you rather be a virtuoso at cooking? You can make anything. You just know the flavors that mix. Mm-hmm. Like, you're mixing ice cream with...
Masterful?
Yeah, just masterful.
Best in the world.
Somehow you can mix, you know, ice cream with squash, with pizza,
yeah,
and a steak, and it tastes good. You know, like, just crazy good, okay? Mm-hmm. Then... The opposite of that is you could either be that or you could be a virtuoso at music. You can play anything. You can literally just, sounds just come naturally to you. Which one would you rather be and why?
Go. I think the lifestyle of a musician is just much better than the lifestyle of a virtuoso cook.
I see, but you could look at, you know, Salt Bae, you know. He has a pretty cool life. He cooks
nice
great
life.
Steak.
Yeah.
Great steak. So it really is, but okay, so that aside, so you can make the life whatever you want, you know, you can make it whatever you want it to be, right?
Yeah.
So you could be a crazy chef that has, you know, a Lamborghini and he flaunts around, whatever. But at the end of the day, food or music?
So purely at the skill?
Yes.
That makes it a more interesting question. I would have to go with the food on that then.
Right, because it's...
it's just so important for the daily life.
Right.
Cooking a masterful meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That's my thought too. The only thing is, to be good at music would be really fun.
Yeah.
You know?
It's tough. If you can't have the best of both, though, I'd definitely go with the cooking.
Yeah, because at the same time, then you could treat yourself all the time, you know?
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, you can play music most of the day, but you really only eat 3 times a day, you know what I'm saying?
That's also true.
It's tough. You use your skill more, but I don't know, it might be more helpful.
There's a lot that goes into it.
All right, well, that was a good answer to a very tough question. I was thinking about this myself this past week, and was, you know, wondering what Dill had to say about it. So yeah, that was a good query. Quick one too. It's nice. But we have a quick message from the station before we get back to our music here in the loft. This one is just a message from the station about the donations drive. We'll hear a PSA a little bit later in the show from Dylan, courtesy of the station as well. But thank you, Dylan, for taking part today in the query.
Great as always.
Excellent. We also do have a guest here, Maceo. Say hello to the viewers.
Hey, viewers.
Hey, viewers. Love it. Okay. So, we're going to continue with some more music after a quick message from the station about our new donations drive. Thank you for tuning in to 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio and The Loft.
Here at WMFO, we like to ask the important questions, such as, why freeform? Well, it's been our tradition now for 45 years, and none of us here want to see that change anytime soon. Do you? If not, we need your help to keep WMFO freeform by contributing to our annual donations drive. Anytime before April 13th, go over to donate.wmfo.org to support us in reaching our $5,000 goal. You will even receive a unique thank you gift. To see more about what our DJs have to say about keeping WMFO freeform, visit facebook.com/WMFO Medford. That's facebook.com/WMFO Medford.
Thank you.
That was entitled Movin' Wes, Part 1. That was by Wes Montgomery. Johnny Pate, another great musician. That was from 1964. But before we continue, we do have a message from the station, courtesy of Dill Kid. So, take it away, Dill.
Just some numbers to think about from the loft tonight. The U.S. has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. Back to you, Frank.
Wow. Interesting. Very intense. Thank you for that, Dill.
Yeah, it was very deep.
Very deep. Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. So we're actually going to continue, I think, the rest of the show. I do have enough tunes to continue it with a bunch of The Jungle. Actually, I guess they're just called Jungle. But this is a great, great group. They blew up a little bit more recently than most. I think one of their first hit albums was in 2014. You can think of this as sort of, some people would say alternative. I choose to say, you know, or almost electronic with jazz, well, not even, I guess it's alternative with a jazz twist to it, a very, minor, you'll hear in the tunes, but it uses a very minor chord in most of the songs. I'd say a downward chord progression too. It's really interesting. But first song by them, this one is from their 2014 album Jungle, and in iTunes it's called Electronic, but I mean I sort of agree in some senses, but I definitely think this is a great group, more of an alternative jazz type of feel to it. This one is entitled Son of a Gun, and this is the group Jungle. Thank you for listening to 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio and The Loft. I just want you to feel.
Thank you. and it's madness. Who do you think you are? So can I get the car to jump? Stop, please. Let me hit the gas to run. Hot speed. Cause everything just happened at once.
Listening to 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. A lot of great tunes tonight. The last few that you heard were All by the Jungle. In order, this is Son of a Gun, Happy Man, Cherry, Drops, and Accelerate. All great tunes. We're actually going to switch to a artist to finish off the show here tonight that is very similar to Jungle. This is going to be The Glass Animals. Love them. Huge fan of The Glass Animals. Trying to catch them in Boston sometime. So, you know, Glass Animals, if you're listening, come to Boston soon. Don't know your schedule, but make it out here if you can. We'd be happy to have you at WMFO. So, without further ado, and to end off the show and the loft for this evening, we're going to continue with a tune called Exus. This is off of the Black Mambo Exus Extended Play EP from 2014, Glass Animals. And again, thank you for listening to The Loft this evening and 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a great evening, everyone, and peace.
A bop on pan, makes nunchuck with his tuna flake.